Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We go to the bottom of the fourth at Fenway Park. Red Sox and the Yankees scoreless, and DJ No Request is with us here.
Oh, yes.
That's it. What a video.
Somebody's been doing their homework.
Rocky, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, baby. Thank you for having me up here.
Where are you performing these days?
Oh, Joe.
Weddings?
I actually did a couple times for Jack and Barbara Nicholas at a deal that they had for their foundation. Did Times Square a couple times at B.B. King's, and the last one was for an auction item, actually. The guys came from I let them auction me off at the Happy Gilmore 25th anniversary in Naples, and Captain Phillips, the real Captain Phillips, obviously was there, so it was really cool.
Raffy Devers leads it off. The pitch from Montgomery, swinging a line drive into center field, a base hit. The Rocket has brought the Red Sox some good luck. The leadoff man is aboard here in the fourth.
Mostly country or rock?
I have 1,400 songs, Joe.
And come on.
Yeah, I cover. I survey. Last year I played at the film festival in Sedona, and it was a great deal. And you kind of survey the crowd, and depending on, I'm going to bring in 70s music, 80s, and then we'll get
that's the... That's too young for Joe, Roger. Yeah. You got to survey this crowd a little better.
And a lot of Stevie Nicks, right?
A lot of Stevie Nicks. That's right. Exactly.
One of the great stories from 86.
That is a great one.
See if the Red Sox can bring a landslide to Jordan Montgomery here. Xander Bogaerts.
Did we retire the yellow jerseys?
Well, the win streak ended, so.
Yeah, so just for now.
They say they've applied to and gotten permission to use them in the postseason. Let's see if that happens. Here's Bogey, who struck out his first time. Raffy's running, and he will get there easily. Sanchez fumbles the transfer. Sneak attack for Raffy. A steal, and he's into scoring position.
Well, that certainly was the element of surprise. He's 5-for-10 in steals.
What do you think, Roger? Just noticed Montgomery paying him no attention?
Absolutely. He already knew in his mind after he hit that first pitch he was going to do that.
This crowd has needed a little bit of a jolt. I mean, Montgomery is so unlike you, Roger. He takes forever. He's not throwing hard. It seems to me that he's kind of lulled this crowd to sleep a little bit early in this game.
Yeah, he has to stay on the edges, and that's what they do. I mean, I think it's amazing, too, when I watch even the catchers, how they go down to one knee with a guy on base, because they're really not, you know, I don't think they're worried about guys throwing from down there. So
1-0 pitch is fouled off Bogaerts. You hope he's okay. He goes into a heap. It's really interesting you bring that up, Roger, because we've been saying all year long. The analytics people tell you that it helps you steal strikes and frame pitches. I personally think it has cost the Red Sox a lot of balls in the dirt, a lot of opportunities to throw on the bases. From a pitcher's perspective, what do you make of it?
100%. I'm okay with a bigger catcher going down and trying to get low. I think in the All-Star games I threw to some very tall catchers like Sandy Alomar was 6'4", and I really had to concentrate on areas of his shoulders or knees where I was going to throw it. But You know, again, I think it's a disservice, some of the analytics. I still think the managers or your pitching coach needs to come out to the mound and look at you in the eye and give you an eye and a heart test, if you will. I think that's very important for the pitcher to be honest with you on how he feels throughout the game. But when your catcher does go down to one knee, you really have to concentrate on where you're going to throw the ball.
1-1 to Bogey. He is okay. Back on 2 feet. It's Montgomery. Settles onto the rubber. Sets just beneath the letters and the 1-1. Swing and a drive into left field. It is going to get down in front of Gallo for a hit. Devers had to hold to make sure it got down. Good read. Bogey does it. And the Red Sox have him at the corners with nobody out.
Roger, I remember a game in 89, I think it was, in Toronto. Red Sox had the win. They swept the four-game series, and it was a 1-0 game, and Tony Peña said, throw that splitter, and you left about five runners at third base and won 1-0.
Most gratifying games, those games are definitely, Joe, the most gratifying, as you know. We've talked many times, and those games where you have to, you know, when you have all your stuff going, three pitches, and you're locating very well, and the velocity's there, everything to go with it's awesome. But the games that you win 4-3 or 5-4 and you're able to get out of second, third, two or three times, maybe bases loaded, you're exhausted after the game, but it's so much more gratifying.
So here we go with J.D. Martinez. Runners at the corners, nobody out. J.D. has struggled so much against Montgomery. The first pitch, high in the air into left field. Gallo back onto the warning track in front of the monster. Devers is tagging. He will come home. The throw is wide. Devers is safe. 1-0 Red Sox on a J.D. sacrifice fly.
Just the opposite of what you're talking about. The guys were patient. You know, not being aggressive on the with them throwing it on the corners, and everybody's getting off early here right now.
Well, Aaron Boone, I think, wants to maybe look at this, hoping that Devers left soon. He did not. They will not look and put the run on the board.
Well, J.D., 1-18 against Montgomery, got it deep enough. Gallo's got a strong arm, but it was not accurate.
And Xander wisely heads up play. He moves into second, so not only you get the run, but Bogaerts tags too. And now the red-hot Bobby Dalbec. He had a homer last night. Not a guy that Montgomery or anybody want to face. They are actually going to appeal this, the Yankees are, and they say no, the Devers did wait to go. More a prayer than anything for the Yanks.
Roger, how's Cody doing in the Tiger system?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Here we go. We're doing it. Everybody's okay.
Over to first, too.
We got to check. Where else can we check? Cody's doing great, Joe. He's in AAA with the Tigers, second baseman, and just, you know, loving it. You know, it makes me proud that he's playing in the game that I loved. And
Aaron Boone is coming out. No, he's not. That's Matt Blake, the pitching coach.
There he is, Matt. Yep. So, you know, he's there. I think he's got a really good chance. I think he's doing anything they ask and everything they ask of him. Playing second base primarily, but he has played some first and some outfield.
Left-hand hitter with power.
Yep, throws right, bats left, just like Casey. Casey kind of got number three child of mine, got caught in the COVID with the Blue Jays stuff where they started eliminating some minor league teams. And so he might have he wants to play. I said, if you still have a little spark in your heart and you want to try it, let's see if we can get you into camp next year early with all this COVID craziness going on and see where it leads.
Roger, you don't know this, but I was a broadcaster for your son Kobe's team in 2009, the Lancaster Jethawks.
Yes, I came through there. How about that?
Crazy. The hangar.
Lancaster, yes.
That's a little bit different than Fenway Park.
It is. It's a little different, and the ball goes pretty good there, doesn't it?
Your boy hit some big flies there.
Kobe had, he was minor league player of the year 1 year. I was so proud of him, man. He was just hitting everything. So it might have been the year that I was trying to play for Team USA, and I was throwing on the backfield, and he took me deep. And was
Here's Bobby Dalbec. The pitch to him is swung on and missed.
Something's going on. Everybody's trying to get off pretty quick, aren't
first
they?
First pitch.
Yeah, because he lulls you to sleep.
That's it.
Roger, this crowd, now that the Red Sox have a run, they've come alive. You've pitched in so many of these Yankee games. You and Pedro, really the two guys that brought this crowd to life. I'm going to ask you about what that was like in just a minute as Montgomery is ready with the 0-1 for Dalbec. Here it comes. And Bobby swings and misses. We haven't seen a lot of that. It's 0-2. But what was it like to be right in the center of this?
There's nothing like Fenway Park. I was so blessed to be drafted by this club and play here and pitch here. And really learn. You know, coming from the University of Texas, where we had great tradition, winning the national championship, and then coming here. I think Hursty said it. Hursty gave me my nickname, the Rocket. Hursty said that he felt pitching was a second-class citizen until I got here. He was making me laugh.
0-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup, did Montgomery.
But I love to see. I mean, look at this place, just full. And with everything that's going on in our world right now, it's great to see everybody out here with their families and the Red Sox fans and the Yankees fans. And it's just special. There's nothing like this rivalry. When we had it in the 80s, really, the Yankees weren't that competitive, so it was the Blue Jays that we would attack. And then the Red Sox changed ownership a little bit, and the Yankees were right there, and it got a competitive like this again, where it's fun for the. It's not only fun for the fans; it's fun for us as players.
Two down here is Christian Arroyo with Bogarts at second. 1-0 Red Sox in the fourth. Montgomery. He is ready. He throws, and Christian takes down and in. Ball one. We were talking about the 20 strikeout game the other night, and Spike going, and all the history of that. Tonight, did you have to get out of a car and run the last half mile to the ballpark?
I was lucky. I got here at game time, and I could see the sit-go sign, and I was actually still in a car when I got here.
You were home.
Yes, absolutely.
Sort of surprising you didn't try to do that later on, replicate that. The mojo.
Boy, did.
1-0 is swung on it, fouled back.
Things certainly changed that evening, and I still remember, our pitch coach, late Bill Fisher. I went to Council Bluffs to speak at his funeral, and I remember everybody was gone. I got done icing my arm, and Fish called me Smokey, and he said, "Smokey, two things. I'm glad that you struck out 20, but I just want you to know," and I didn't realize it until he told me. He said, "You didn't walk anybody in this game."
Because he never walked anybody. He still has the record, 84 in some innings.
1-1. Arroyo's a little dribbler back to the mound. Montgomery gloves. He spins. He throws to first in time to get Arroyo. But the Red Sox do get a run on a J.D. sacrifice fly. Roger, can you hang around for one more half inning?
I would love to, guys. All thank
right.
you. That'd
Roger
be awesome.
Clemens will stay with us. We'll be back for the top of the fifth. 1-0 Red Sox in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Any 1-0 Red Sox as we visit with the Rocket Man, Roger Clemens. And Roger telling us about a wonderful event you just did with the blind in New York City, the Helen Keller Foundation.
Yes, the Foundation of the Blind, and really cool deal, Joe. I mean, Helen Keller and got to meet some distant friends and family, and so went up to New York to lend a hand doing that, and they had a time capsule that they had sealed in 1921. They opened up, and there was quite a few artifacts from Helen Keller back then.
Gleyber Torres leading off the fifth, takes outside ball one.
In turn, they turned around, and they have another time capsule, and I left some artifacts, and they are going to seal it, and it's not going to be opened until 30-21.
Well, your great-grandkids can see it, huh?
That's
swing
right.
And a miss.
The great-great-grandkids will have to be right. Around for that one, I hope.
1-1 to Torres, who popped the first his first time up. Red Sox leading 1-0. Devers with a single, a surprise stolen base. Wound up scoring on a sac fly. There's a call strike over the inside edge. How did you and Joe West work together when he was umpiring your games?
I miss Joe. I've been able to visit with Joe. What a career he's had. I mean, this probably, he's called so many games from behind home plate, this probably looks like slow motion for him.
1-2 is low and inside. This may be his last game at Fenway's. He's retiring unless, of course, he works postseason.
Exactly.
Very instrumental in Red Sox history for overturning a couple of big calls in the 2004 ALCS, which we mentioned earlier. 2-2 pitch coming. Eduardo rocks and fires, and Torres swings and fouls it around the batter's box. Big, what are your impressions of Eddie Rodriguez?
Big inning for him right here, Joe. As you know, we've talked to in the past. You've heard it before, so I'm kind of preaching to the choir. But, you know, especially after your team scores, whether it's one run or two runs, three runs, whatever it is, this is a monster inning for him to not only get this leadoff hitter but to throw a zero up. It's great incentive when you're going out to do your warm-ups.
Shutdown inning needed. The two-ball, two-strike pitch coming to Torres. And he takes up and away with a fastball. He's had a good heater tonight. Actually, he's had everything working pretty well.
He has. He looks sharp.
Good cutter. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is ball four. That looked pretty good. Didn't get the call on a cutter away, so a leadoff walk in the fifth. There's Gary Sanchez now was called out on strikes. That looked like a strike, Raj.
It did up here. You're saying it was outside.
So the leadoff man on for Sanchez. Struck out four times in this series already. 0 for 5.
So you can see how the inning's setting up already.
Yankees have grounded in 149 double plays, most in the game. They could use one here.
That was a premonition, wasn't it, Joe?
We certainly hope so. Throw to first while straddling the rubber. Runner back standing. Roger, you here for the Red Sox Foundation Golf Tournament?
I am. I'm going to be able to play in the tournament. And got to see Wake a little bit tonight. I see Big Poppy running around here, so can't wait to see him hit a golf ball.
Should go a long way, as yours do. Pitch is outside.
We just hope he has more of Wake's swing than Charles Barkley's swing.
That's right. I've heard that when he connects, it's good, but there's some swing and misses in there, too. I guess he thinks he gets three of them on the tee box.
Like foul shots. One ball, no strikes. Eddie Dale's home, and he swings and grounds it left side through past the diving Bogarts. That puts runners at first and second with nobody out and brings up Gardner, who struck out looking his first time up. He's a guy that makes you throw strikes.
Roger, how about a hitter like this? I mean, he's been such a thorn for the Red Sox, not just this year, but he really, especially this year, it almost looks like he wants to walk. He's taking so many pitches. What would your approach be to Gardner?
Well, these guys, when you know, you asked me about tough, you know, the toughest hitters, you know, the Pujolses, you know, the Stantons, the big boys, I'm probably going to give you one good pitch to hit every at bat. Mm-hmm. If you miss it or foul it off, I'm going to get you. The guys that, especially, you know, I went to Houston in the National League, the first two guys, the contact guys, especially at Fenway Park where there's no foul territory, they're good enough to, I make a really tough pitch and they foul it off. I don't want to get an 11-pitch bat with this guy. I want to get him in and out of there. So I tried to throw that, what I called my bowling ball, my two-seamer, middle down as hard as I could. Hopefully hit it to one of my guys and we get him to roll over here.
Here's a fastball, low and away ball. One looking bunt at first and third. The Yankees only have 10 sacrifices as a team all season.
Joe alluded to it earlier, too. This is an inning right here where as a pitcher, you know, this gets your attention right here. I mean, it's time right here to that focus meter. You got to click it a couple notches right here. This time in the season, the way both teams are playing, it's massive.
Such a big game. 1-0 Red Sox, but the Yankees threatening. Two on, nobody out. The 1-0 is swung on line to left center field. Gets down for a base hit. Kike comes up throwing, and they hold a runner at third, so the bases are loaded with nobody out.
It's amazing, I'm telling you, after a team scores. You know, especially in the American League, when I'm sitting down in the tunnel or wherever I'm at to, you know, focus on when I'm coming out, this is huge. As soon as we get a run, you know it's going to be you're going to have a test. Tom Seaver, again, it's something that I got from Tom Seaver. We talked about it many times. The first inning, especially when you're on a losing streak, is important. I asked Seaver one time, and, you know, I said, is there anything wrong with, you know, I would warm up a little bit extra. I might throw an extra 8 to 10 pitches in the bullpen, and I would actually try and come out and get a strikeout or two in the first inning to really get our home crowd here. You get your crowd here at Fenway behind you, it's electric. And, you know, Seaver talked about the same thing. The first inning, the fourth inning, obviously you're coming through the lineup a second time where they see you, and then you got a third whammy where you got the guys that scored a run, you know, for you. So this is getting interesting.
Pitching coach visit from Dave Bush. A bases are loaded with nobody out for Urshela. Blooped a single to center in the fourth inning.
They're not messing around, Joe. Hansel Robles is up and throwing the weighted ball.
He's been effective of late. Dahl back at the edge of the grass. They'll give up a run for double play ball. The pitch is taken high, ball one. He could use one of those strikeouts. He's had seven. But a tough spot for Eduardo Rodriguez right here. LeMahieu, contact hitter on deck. Here's the 1-0. And he swings and fouls it down the right field side out of play. Were you thinking strikeout always in this situation?
Absolutely. 100% right here, especially with that man standing on deck.
Of course, that was a little easier for you than most.
I wonder how many strikers you'd have in today's game, pitching the launch angle.
Oh, man. I love that top of the zone, and then the split finger down would be awesome.
1-1 is a borderline pitch taken high. Ooh. Remember, this started with a walk on a borderline 3-2 pitch to Gleyber Torres. It could have been strike three. 2-1 to Urshela. Runners lead at first, second, and third. Torres, Sanchez, and Gardner. And the 2-1. There's a strike. Got a backdoor cutter in there. 2-2. Would you throw him here?
This is where you want to attack right here. He's going to be attacking as a hitter, but you want to attack right here. 2-2, obviously.
High heat. See what he does. Michelle, the number 9 hitter. Rodriguez ready for the 2-2 pitch. Looking from the windup. He fires. Swinging a ground ball to second base. Should be two. Arroyo steps on the bag. Throws the first double play. The tying run scores. Tied at one, but you'd certainly take two outs there.
100%. That's big right here.
No RBI for Urshela as Torres scores the tying run.
Sort of forget how fun it is to watch Christian Arroyo play second base. He is so smooth out there. He made that look very easy.
So two down with Sanchez at third and DJ LeMahieu up, single to right center and struck out. So Eddie minimizing the damage as best he can here. Yeah, I can't imagine the strikeout totals you'd have today. With this game being strikeout, walk, home run.
That's right.
Sure, you never walked anybody. A pitch. Taken low and inside, ball one.
Got to leave this guy at third here, Joe. I mean, this is... I know who's on deck also.
Mr. Rizzo. Who hits lefties well. Outside. And it's 2-0. Roger, we know you pitch for both teams, but we also know where your heart lies.
Yes. I enjoyed very much meeting Miss Yaki. I wish I had the chance that I'd have got here soon enough to meet Mr. Yaki.
2-0 is a fastball in there for a call strike. And I know you were talking to Heim Bloom here tonight.
Absolutely.
He's done a great job putting this club together. Certainly exceeding preseason expectations. 2-1 delivery. Swing and a line drive. Base hit into right field. This will get the go-ahead run home. Throw to first.
Look here.
Oh, Dahlbeck wasn't there. Do you think he had a chance to throw him out?
I don't think he would have got him.
Throw gets backed up
though,
by the catcher.
Gets your attention pretty quick.
And we're waiting for Renfro to try that. You know, he leads the major league with 16 assists.
When you said, I know who's on deck, are you more eager to face the lefty even if he does have good numbers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know how many times these two have seen each other. I'm not privy to the information and not watching that enough at home. You know, I watch, obviously, Nesson a lot at home in Houston, but I don't know how many times these guys have gone at each other. But I know what kind of hitter that man is at first base. He's gonna make contact.
LeMahieu now 8-for-22. Rizzo 0-for-4 against him.
Yeah.
There you go. I knew you boys would know it.
Ball one outside to Rizzo. So RBI number 57 for LeMahieu. A typical LeMahieu hit. They say he's lost some power because he has a torn tricep, but he can still go the opposite way.
Just thinking I'm attacking this guy instead of the other one.
And he fell behind him initially. And he falls behind here, 2-0. Two 1 Yankees. They've had 6 hits now. You don't want to face Aaron Judge. Want to get Rizzo right here and end this inning. Overshift in the infield. A pitch. He has a strike.
Real quick, I got to plug the boys, Joe. They got a new thing going on called Clemens Brothers Outdoors on your Instagram. So any of your listeners, if they can jump on there and go to Clemens Brothers Outdoor, they'll see what the boys are doing in their downtime.
We'll see where the DJ No Request is playing.
I might have to really start doing all that stuff too. DJ No Request.
Yeah, my son did the story on you on Channel 5.
It was Duke was awesome. We got a big laugh out of that.
Yeah, he just sent us the video again, reminded us. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, tied him up, down and in.
Good pitch right there. Boy, if you can repeat that, you can do it again.
2-2. Love to do it here and end this inning. There's a veteran hitter with a 2-2 count. LeMahieu with the RBI single, giving him the lead at first. And he delivers, and a swing and a miss. He did, Roger.
Yeah,
he called it.
Great pitch.
So the Yankees do get a pair to take the lead. Rocket, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. You know, I appreciate it. It's always fun to come back to Fenway Park and hear and see the fans and see the boys out there battling their butts off.
Good luck to you in the golf tournament tomorrow. Thanks for everything you do for the Jimmy Fund. 2-1 Yanks of the Shaw Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.